This week we're supposed to get a verse about something kind of along the lines of Kobe's devotional last Sunday. And one thing that I thought of is how in John 3:18 it says, "Let us not love in word, in tongue and word only, but in deed and truth." I thought that went along the lines of his saying that we should be careful what we say and not use a bunch of words that we don't need to use. Let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. But we don't have to only say the right things. We need to do the right things too.
I got Matthew 12, verse 36 and 37. "But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." So that shows how it's important to control what we say, because we can use what we say to praise God or to curse and do wrong. But it also kind of reflects what our attitude is, so it's just important to control that.
I got Proverbs 13, verse 3. "He who guards his mouth keeps his own soul, but who is hasty with his lips will dismay himself." And I was thinking, sometimes in like a conversation, if there's people talking, sometimes they might be older than me, and if they start talking about a subject that I'm really interested in, and I sometimes might get excited and want to start just jumping all in, but I need to just keep quiet and let the older ones talk and listen, and I might learn a few things that I didn't even know.
I'll read here a little bit in Matthew 6, 34 through 37. Yeah. "Again, you have heard that the..." No, wait. "But I say to you, make no oath at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is the footstool of his feet, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Nor shall you make an oath by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your statement be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything beyond this is of evil." I thought about how years ago, when this was written, it was really common, people would swear by something, you know, to put emphasis on what they were saying. And I thought about, people don't do that quite so much nowadays, but for us, that can mean we don't have to use a really strong word to go with what we say. Just to try to put emphasis on it, we can just say what we mean and believe in it.
"You should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger."
John 13:34. "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another even as I have loved you, that you also love one another." And it's showing that Jesus he's giving a new commandment that he's loved us, and that we need to love him back. It kind of goes with Colby's, how he was talking about we need to control our temper and our voice and just keep it down.
I got a verse here in James 2:19. "This you should know, my beloved brethren, but you must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger." And sometimes if you get talking too fast, you wish you hadn't said something. And that's just a good, wise thing to be quick to listen and just slow to speak.
I got James 3:3-5. "Now if we put the bits into the horses' mouths so that they will obey us, we direct their entire body as well. So also the tongue is a small part of the body, yet it boasts of great things. See how the forest is set aflame by such a small fire." So we need to be careful what we say, because it could spread and do a lot more than we mean.
I got Proverbs 15:1. "Soft answer turns away rash wrath, but harsh words stirs up anger." I think when we're angry, we get to saying things that we don't mean, and then in the end we end up regretting them. And I think, especially for me, and sometimes people make me angry, I tend to start saying things and end up regretting them. It's just easier to walk away from a situation, just letting it go.
I had James 3, 5, and 6. So also the tongue is a small part of the body, and yet it boasts of great things. See how great a forest is set afire by such a small flame. And the tongue is a fire, the very word of iniquity. The tongue is set among us as members, as that which defies the entire body and sets on fire the course of our life is set on fire as hell. Just, the tongue is a strong thing. You need to learn to control it and not talk so much, just listen to what others are saying, and it can, you got to bridle it or it can get away from you, and you'll say things that you wish you hadn't.